Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am so excited to have with me again Tegan Tarot, astrologer, overall incredible human being, light worker. You do so many amazing things, and I'm so excited to have you back here again to talk about. You were here last December 2023. It's now April 2024, and we are going to talk about this upcoming quarter's energies.
Yeah. Hi, Emily. Well, thank you. I'm like, we made it. I'm kind of holding the edge of my table. I'm like, okay, yeah, here we are. Thanks for the reminder of where in the timeline we are in.
I've been losing track of what day it is. I think part of that's owning your own business too. You don't live by the typical calendar anymore.
That's so funny. It's true. And also energetically, like I was having a chat with some friends and just going back a month, you know, we're at April 23rd, all these eclipses and interesting events of the spring started on March 25th. I mean, how's your life been this last month? It's such an interesting question for basically every single person you meet. You're like, so the last 4 weeks, what's new? How you feeling?
I have a quick question about that. So let's say for the last 4 weeks, so for example, I got COVID, but the version that I got was the exhaustion, the headache. And there was some really cool lessons wrapped up in that, which I really appreciated. Friends of mine are on a one month trip in Europe. So, and then there's other people who have been going about their day-to-day job, like actual job, right? Mm-hmm. So how does that lesson trickle in for all different types of people's experiences?
Yeah, I think you are really pinpointing the most valuable, like, what do I say, piece of understanding. What am I learning? What's happening with the energy or astrology? How do I make sense of it? Up until, gosh, like 2 or 3, 4 years ago, it felt like there were these overarching timelines, and it was easier to connect in and see like, okay, here's the steady progression for the individual and collectively, and we're all kind of in a group working together. Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't happening anymore as far as I'm concerned. And mm-hmm. It's really very individual experiences. We're still whole, you know, there's still this unity, this consciousness, but where, however you make sense to describe, to visualize it, mentally, whether we're in different fragments, different fractals, different dimensions, different pieces in our ancestral journey, different activations in our DNA. So to say like, oh, collectively, we're all having one unified experience is not very accurate, unless you were going quite broad, just saying it's kind of an intense time. Yeah, I think it's intense. And so for some people, they're learning might really be coming from watching the news and collective events and information that's happening on a global scale in different countries. And for others, it's deeply inward, and it can be with ancestry, family line. I've seen a lot of that. I'm experiencing a lot of that. or personal finances or health. Like, there might be an avenue that you're just really in going through, maybe the shadow work, this time of personal individuality, and it might look very different than your friend or your neighbor or your cousin who's like, oh yeah, I'm down in whatever, having this really nice trip or this travel adventure. They're having a nice travel adventure, there will be things that they're working through or grappling with that align to these bigger thematic changes or astrological energies, but the lens of experience will be unique to them. So,
and that makes a lot of sense, by the way. Thank you. I want to add this perspective too, because there can be a lot of chatter online about people jumping timelines and moving timelines. And I know that's not exactly what you were referencing just there. Sometimes those messages can give people the sense of, gosh, am I missing out on something? Am I not doing it right? And what you're sharing is how we're all having these, it is weird that we're all having these such unique experiences in the same world, and they're all necessary and exactly how they need to be.
And I take great comfort in that, even the concept and the idea, if I can't always feel it in my spirit to just say, like, do not compare yourself to others. If that was ever going to be the message, it is so valuable right now. We are going, go inward. For example, Saturn and Mars just met. It's called a conjunction when two planets come together. This happened about, a couple weeks ago. Not even, it happened around the 10th of April. So yeah, 13, I can't even do it. A little while ago, we just went through it. And what this is looking at is exploring personal boundaries and redefining practical goals and coming up against limitation and dissolving illusions or being kind of tripping over some illusions. So how we are relating to our outer reality is very, we have a very tangible connection to our inner lives. And so these planets, Saturn and Mars tend to be action-oriented, authority, have boundaries. They also connect with Pluto, which is kind of going back and forth between Aquarius and Capricorn. We can talk more about that. It's a very transformational year. Our souls are wanting to evolve. And we've all incarnated in our life, in our family lines, with our DNA in very specific, precise ways. And this is the growing up. This is the blossoming. This is the awakening. This can be the dissolving, where you're just like, I can't be who that person wants me to be anymore. Relationship dissolves, or new relationships take shape, and you're seeing new fractal parts of yourself through the eyes of a new buddy or beloved partner. So it's very exciting. It's exhausting. It's incredibly meaningful. And so I can speak more to that, but I'll just pause and just feel like, can you relate? Does this make sense for you?
Very much. On April 10th, I was out like a trout. I ironically remember that day because I just remember thinking, I just need rest. I just need rest. And that's what I gave myself. The thing that you mentioned about it's a lot, what is really inspiring to me right now for each of us who's on our own unique journey in this way is it is a lot of constant inner reflection, inner observation, inner work, inner healing. And then to your point, it's as if, okay, we're blossoming. We're all adults now. We understand in a conscious way we get to create moving forward, which is part of what we're doing here. You're sharing the energies and the astrology for these upcoming 3 months so that we can all sit down and say, how do I want to create with these energies? How can they best support me and my growth? And it is tiring.
Like, especially what this last month, there was a lot of pressure or momentum or swell of energy coming into spring, coming into mid-March. And we just went through, in my mind, I see it like a strobe light, like boom, 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 these really big upheavals. Again, each person, some people it might be a leap forward, breakthroughs and incredible, green light, big path moving forward, downloads, insights. For another, it could just be crippling, the straw that breaks the camel's back. However we come into these insights, we just collectively, we just went through a big strobe light together, many strobe lights. So now this next chunk of time, April, May, June, July, kind of till the fall, we have 5 months here to embody, to grapple, to integrate, to explore what it is. I don't know if there's going to be a whole lot more needing to know information. It's more just like, my plate is full. What do I really need? What am I working with? And for many of us, the ideas of survival, whether, again, like home, income, family dynamics, health, like big security things are kind of coming up. Things we don't have control over, things we're being shown our limitations in, invited to maybe lean in, get clear, accept, let go, release, surrender, initiate. I mean, again, we're all gonna, some people are gonna really step into action while others might feel like, oof, I gotta pull back. So it's a wonderful time for our souls. It's a hard human time to kind of get our minds caught up to what that energetic soul strobe energy was about.
Right. What is the purpose of all of this then?
I know. Of life, baby. Live, love, laugh, honey. On a soul level, which means no one's laughing in a human body. No, I'm just kidding. let me kind of come back down and give something helpful, maybe. I'll speak to it through the astrology planets, because some big signatures of 2024, if you're going to look at any astrology blog online, you're going to see the planet Pluto. This is a big year for Pluto. It's going in and out of Capricorn. So right now, Pluto's in Aquarius, which can feel really uplifting. It's this prolific, rebellious, independent, individual air sign that has many, many expressions moving forward. And Pluto, the planet, represents our soul. I feel the energy of Pluto as a maybe like the goddess Kali, this deep inferno, the feeling of alchemy, polarity integration, taking extreme tantra, like bringing extremes and bringing them together, harmonizing, transmuting, transcendence, you know, this kind of alchemy energy of Pluto. So when this huge planet, I mean, like energetically switches signs, we're feeling it at a core level, collective level. And right now it's in Aquarius, and it will go retrograde September 1st to November 19th, go back to Capricorn for like a little revisit, and Capricorn energy will get you back in touch with your power. So we've had, you know, you might think back the last 10 years, what are the big themes I've been working with in my life? And there's this autumn between September 1st and November 19th, kind of the last visit. And, you know, whether you're tying a bow on it or smoothing something out or clearing out the attic, I don't know what it is, but there's kind of this final piece of like, okay, done. That chapter is, I can let it go now. I can like step back and prepare for this, 10 years with Pluto moving through Aquarius, this whole new chapter of life beginning. And so the two planets that really kind of go out in the world like an octopus arm and bring experience in for this alchemy of Pluto are Saturn and Mars. And Saturn is like boundaries and authority and personal space and what do I need, and is, you know, confrontation with outside authority, discovering our own inner authority and getting out of victim pattern or feeling victimized by life, like these kind of themes. And Mars, I picture the way I'm going to picture it today, there's so many ways to picture all these beautiful symbols, is like consuming. Mars is like desire. What do I want to put in my body? Is it mentally? Is it emotionally? Is it physically? Is it through my mouth? Is it sexually? Is it like consume and engage? And so having both these planets just having a little hangout in the zodiac sign of Pisces is the deepest, these can be the deepest wounds. coming like face to face, nose to nose with our shadow of personal limitation, dissolving, surrender. I'm not as strong as I thought. Oh, I bit off way too much. Or why was I born into this family? Or, you know, whatever questions come up. But as we face those harder observations and like surrender, you know, a release into it, then the beauty comes. Then we get to find this treasure inside of like, well, here I am. What do I want to do? What do I want to create? How do I want to express? What do I want to do differently? I might not be able to change the group, but I can change. I can respond differently. I can be gentle with myself. I can, for, you know, just go in, just start with you. And isn't that really the recipe for peace? We can have peace in our hearts. We can bring peace to our relationships, and bring peace to our relationships, bring peace to our neighbors and community and nations. And, you know, it is huge. So this is no small task. And there's a lot of support. I mean, I truly believe astrology and these area, you know, our guardian team, the energies we connect in with nature is here to support us. It's not here to punish us. So can we get out of our own way and allow some flow there? That would be really nice.
Very nice. It also makes sense to me that we would enter into that phase of pure depth and connection with the part, the deepest parts of ourselves wanting to be healed. It makes sense that we've all been developing tools, developing awareness over the last few years, so that as we enter that phase, we will have the abilities and the capabilities and the support around us to process through those things.
And what a gift, because we, you know, listening to this podcast, certainly doing the depth and level of work that you do, that I work with my clients, gives us a context, thank goodness, right? A context to make sense of it. And how, what a gift. Yes, I agree.
One of the things that Spirit brought up in a client session, and it was one of those, I mean, they always drop nuggets of wisdom, and this was one of the ones I was like, oh, I'm remembering this and I'm using it. But they gave this example of how in this lifetime, we have a few things. We have longevity of life, more so than before. You know, we have creature comfort so that we can, modern medicine, so we can hopefully live longer. Or so, I know some people who don't want to live long, but you know what I mean. And we have global communication, so we have access to so much more than just what's happening in our own little town. And so our souls have, they're saying, adapted, come in to say, with this abilities around us, you all are going to do some really big healing because you can.
Yeah. And it gets better. I will go right. Thank you so much for saying that, because the planet Jupiter on May 25th, like in 1 month from now, switches out of Taurus, which is more of a creature comfort, security, peace energy, goes into Gemini, which is learning and abundance and adventure and knowledge and talking and, you know, like this, the podcast here is you and I, we're sharing ideas, and who knows where that will go and what other conversations or debates that might start somewhere else. So becoming open-minded and learning, and what are these skills that I've tapped into in the last 6 months? How do I, you know, what do I do with them? Where do I, learning how to give expression to them is definitely a big theme. And Jupiter will go through the sign of Gemini right up till June 2025. So we have a pretty good chunk of time to investigate and learn and be curious and expand. Of course, the shadow of that is like fear of missing out and gossip and oversharing. So, you know, we kind of stumble around at first, kind of find our groove, but we'll get there. And I think it's really supportive in what you're sharing of like, okay, I've tapped into some shadow, I need support, or I've awakened something in myself. How do I, you know, be in service in a new way? Well, there's this swell of support coming in next. It's just beautiful.
I'm going to take us on a small tangent. We all know the three main zodiac signs. and that's what our culture is most familiar with, I feel like Gemini gets a little bit of a bad rap. People are like, oh, I'm a Gemini. Whereas people are like, I'm a Scorpio, smile. Or like, I'm a Virgo, it all makes sense. You know, it's all those different things. So talk to me briefly about what makes Gemini great. Because everything you just shared there sounds fabulous. And I know that there's light and shadow to all of the main zodiac signs. And of course, we are all so multidimensional. We're not just our sun sign. But I know Gemini is a great sign, and let's just hit on that just for a moment, if you don't mind.
Oh, my pleasure. But there's always something beautiful. Gemini, my favorite key points with Gemini, I think of as birds. There's this mercurial energy there, ruled by Mercury. So birds go from, you know, generally treetop to, think songbirds, treetop to treetop. They don't always have to touch the ground. They can stay really high. They're with the flowers, they're with the sun. They call in the sunrise. They cozy up in the evening. They bring the beauty of life forward. If we're, you know, when you have the ability to hear bird songs, you're usually in a beautiful place and it is uplifting. They're messengers. And then you get more into like the ravens and the crows. They're really clearly in a lot of mythologies, messengers, the bringers of light, the tricksters. So Gemini energy has this trickster energy where it's like, I can be up in the trees, but I can also be down on the ground. And if we go back into Greek mythology, the Roman and Greek, we have Hermes, Mercury. This was a god that could go in the underworld and the heavens and the human world. There were no limitations where other gods were not allowed to. Once you go into the underworld, you're done. You know, ask Persephone about that. But Mercury was like, oh, I can go everywhere. So Gemini energy is not bound by limitations that other signs have. They bring a curiosity. There's a lovely conversations and, you know, key points and investigations that might come up in a more cerebral way that Gemini energy has to make you think, oh, I haven't considered it that way, or that's a really interesting point. They're uplifting. So God knows we need it. So yeah, that Scorpio energy where we're like, I'm confronting my limitation and my like ancestral shadow. Gemini comes in and is like, okay, well, let's take a day off. We can do that later. Let's go over here and check out this. And have you seen this new, like, listen to this music and let's breathe a little bit and let's have some fun and shake it up. Cause life is here. We got to breathe. We got to be in it as well.
Thank you for sharing that. I loved it. And that was very educational. Next time I meet someone and it comes up and they're like, I'm a Gemini, I'm going to say it. That's amazing.
And so, we all have everything. We can't say, oh, I don't like my left arm, so I'm just going to delete it. Like, no, we've got all the components.
Okay. So does everyone have all 12 signs in their chart somewhere?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
You might not have planets activating those signs. They could be kind of passive and not a big dominant sign, but it's a full circle. You have every zodiac sign. We have all the same planets. We have all the same components. And so it's kind of amazing that we can be so unique and such individuals. Even twins, right? Born with the same astrology chart will express that chart in their own unique way. It's just fascinating.
My friend's twins are night and day different. It's wild. Just a few minutes apart. It's really cool. Okay. So getting back to the next, I was thinking we're talking about 3 months. It sounds like the next 5 months. The question coming through right now is, what can we look at? What aspect of our chart can we individually look at that is one of the key ways we can best support ourselves for this upcoming season?
Yeah, because we're in the thick of everything right now, it's like the strobe lights just stopped and maybe like the house lights came on and we're like, what the heck? What event was I at? I would say in the now moment, knowing your chart, I would look at Pisces, what house, you know, where Pisces sits in your chart. And especially if you have planets in there, because Saturn and Mars are definitely activating that energy. And that's where you're exploring, I'll just kind of say, personal boundaries and desires and limitations and where we can bring in a little bit more, how do I want to do my own life in my own way, that kind of maturing and creative individuation energy. So Pisces will be big. And also right on the edge where Capricorn and Aquarius, that house or where that line sits between the cusp of those two signs, because that's where Pluto is right now, going back and forth. So that's going to be a very tender energy, because the Capricorn sign is graduating, where you might feel very seasoned and a little bit more tougher skin because of whatever the last, 10, 12 years was rocked for you. And again, this kind of vulnerability of like, how do I position myself going into the Aquarian energy with Pluto? So those are going to be a very active houses in your astrology chart. And then with clients, I'll look at their specific birth planets, Pluto, where's this in your natal chart? Because those are going to, that is your own personal recipe of how these, how it will show the more specific themes that you're diving into. It's the soul work. What's my soul work? Well, we can access that through your natal chart.
So someone looks this up and they see, okay, what would they Google in their chart? Or what would they?
You'd want to look, astro.com is just a great resource. It's free astrology database. You can put in yours, your birthday, and a bunch of other people's, celebrities, whoever you have access to. And you can look at the charts, and they do some interpretations there. But I would look at the circle, the actual grid. Mm-hmm. Just book a reading with me. I'm like, I'll just do it for you. or your favorite astrologer. If you're studying astrology, then it's kind of going through the zodiac signs, seeing where Pisces is in your chart, and it will be in a house or ruling a house. And there'll be themes there. You'll be like, oh yes, it will be familiar to you by now. This should not be a surprise.
Of course.
We're in it.
It's interesting too, because astrology is such a great way to validate your intuition.
Yes.
It just sort of lands what you've been sensing, feeling into, noticing. Yeah. And I agree to book a session with you. I've had many of them and you're phenomenal.
Thank you. And I love it. Like I mean, looking at a fresh, someone new astrology chart or a friend's chart for the first time, it just boom, 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 boom. I just see all these patterns, and it's so exciting to see how do these individual threads move into the tapestry of life. And so it's validating with your intuition. It can give you a great framework for developing a deeper understanding of your chart. When I was learning astrology, I'd get readings from professionals, my beloved professionals, all the time. And then, at some point I'm like, oh, I don't, I can pull back from that a little bit. I got my own thing figured out. But why make more work for yourself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also correct me if I'm wrong, but you have an open interpretation with source, with spirit energy too. So additional support and messages come in that way.
I do. And we all do, right? So you can look at your astrology, and this is so beautiful, whether, your tarot cards, your oracle cards, your crystals, why not use the symbols in your astrology chart? Just say, I'm going to meditate with, maybe you have Mars in Gemini, and you're like, I'm just going to meditate on this Mars in Gemini, and I want to understand, show me more Mars. Or you, or maybe you bring that to your acupuncturist, or set the intention in a circle that you're holding, like, I want to commune with Mars, my personal natal chart, Mars in Gemini, or whichever you have, and see what comes at dream time. Everything is here giving us messages, and if we can slow down and open and listen to them and allow those truths to really feel that resonance in our heart, we have direct connection, absolute direct connection. Super empowering.
Agreed. Yes. Thank you for helping paint the picture for the next 3 to 5 months. It feels very empowering to me. I'm excited. I am excited. And I think we're all in really good company now. I think we don't have to feel as alone. There's a lot of communities, resources available of all kinds. Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, just one kind of parameter.
Yeah.
We have another eclipse season coming up and that there'll be a full moon eclipse on September 17th. And this is in Pisces, full moon in Pisces, which is really interesting because Saturn and Mars just met in Pisces. So it kind of brings this container of something that we're in the thick of now will be eclipsing, completing, releasing, you know, mid-September when the fall, just before the autumn equinox. And then 2 weeks after October 2nd, the solar eclipse with the Libra new moon. And I would say, I wrote down here, calm waters. I'm like, if we can just like make it to October 2nd, there'll be some peace of the storm. I don't know if I can do like the storm will have passed, but we'll definitely have some higher perspective that has been gained between today being mid-April and then October 2nd. So it's really, it's like, sometimes just having a date on the calendar of like, okay, I can manage or I can get through that time. And just bringing kindness. If you can be kind to yourself, it's not about perfection. It's not about getting ahead of anything. It's just like kind and breathing and gentleness will be so healing, more rich and rewarding than perhaps any other time in your life. Like right now, so important.
That's very beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can we do a tarot spread for just to round out the messaging?
Yes.
Okay. Let's add some whipped cream. Let's add some sprinkles. It's all nutritional whipped cream and sprinkles. It's you know, made from angel dust and not dairy and chemicals.
Unicorn and songbirds.
Yeah, inspiration, insights, clarity, ease, joy, all those things. Beautiful. Where is this Sunday? I want to start making them and sharing them with people.
Well, this is exciting because there's a surge of life, surge of vitality and new energy coming in. So we might feel in different aspects of our individual selves this more like we're in a cocoon, right? You know, like a butterfly or a time of transformation where we're growing new awarenesses and it's raw and maybe physically our body hurts, you know, we're just like not, we go to bed and sleep 8 hours and we wake up exhausted. Like there's a lot of transformation happening mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually on many, many levels. So our brain does not know and reality, no, I would say feel pretty grounded saying nobody knows the big picture, whether it's like a CEO of this or spiritual guru of that, nobody Amen. Knows. So Amen. You are going to have to be your own authority and okay. take a guidance from what feels supportive for you, whether it's food, wonderful podcasts, you know, practitioners, listen to your own resonance as more clarity will come. Our mind cannot see it. And new beginnings classically feel very uncomfortable. In fact, we often reject them because it's so unfamiliar, depending how new it is. So be really patient with yourself. You're like, this feels icky. This feels uncomfortable. This feels weird. This brings up anxiety. I feel despair. Like depending what scale you're at might feel really off. This is actually a good sign. This is where the source of creative energy comes in. This is a new birthing time. It's a time of gestation, inspiration. Allow for miracles. Allow for the miraculous to flow through you. Do not limit yourself with the rational components that have formed your existence up to now. Breathe in to possibility. And in that, there's ease. And there's hope and there's optimism. And also, I always see so much in images, it's like, let the wave carry you and land you where you're meant to be. You know, don't resist it. This is moving you. And maybe some of us, instead of a gentle wave in the warm shores of Hawaii, maybe we're in the whitewater rapids and we're like, I'm banging into rocks and I'm banging into logs and I'm, oh my God, I'm going under the thing. It's like, let it take care of you where you need to go. There's a bigger force at play. There's movement. You're being picked up to be put down in a place that will have clarity, will make sense. You will have the catharsis, those aha moments. So be really gentle and kind until those clarities come. This is for the greater good. This is not here to take us down. And this is, you know, yes, you can feel a little bit afraid and uncertain, but this isn't a fearful time. This isn't an ending time. This is a new beginning time. So let's create it together.
Hoorah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I feel like I'll go make a flag. Come on, let's just do it. We got this. All this suffering is for, like, now we get the freedom. Now we get the fun. Now we get to meet like-minded others. We get to create community. We're making the change. Mm-hmm. Tune out the old programming. Turn off the news. You know, turn off what brings you down.
Exactly. And
it's not a bypass. It's just like a tolerance level. Putting your hand in the fire burns. Like, maybe don't put it in the fire so much. Agreed. Take a break.
Agreed. I do sense this energetic groundswell of, you know, I've always been curious. We're going to get to see in live in action how things on Earth are going to change from what we know to be not great currently in our structures to a much more, not perfect, but peaceful way of living amongst each other. And I remember, you know, a years ago, just being so curious. And now I can actively see this groundswell that these big changes are happening, how it's all coming together. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we get to be in this, like in the thick of it. All of us here right now, listening, participating, we're going to get to witness it and be our own active participants. And I'm just really excited.
I am too. And it is beautiful. And it's also a little heartbreaking because I can think of people in my life, and it kind of circles back to what we talked about earlier around the gift of having a context of a little bit more consciousness of everything that you've just shared here. And for those people that are more in a limited consciousness space, where, I don't know, more limitation, the spectrum of disclosure or change is going to be a little bit sharper or abrupt for them. They have I'm not sure what right analogy to use, but a bigger gap to leap over, let's say. And I believe my role, and probably, well, resonates with many people, yourself included, and many other people out there. How can we help be a bridge, whether it's just not feeding into a fear-based narrative or giving a little gentle support or arm balance while someone grapples with some information that you're like, yeah, well, I told you so, but you're not going to say that. You're going to be like, wow, let me help you through that, you know, or let's like, not judge. We don't need to bring more judge and shame forward, but we can be like, wow, that's just holding space. So that's something we can practice and with ourselves first, and then, you know, share it wider as needed.
One of the experiences I'm having in my personal life right now is I have good friends, good people I've known for multiple decades who are in that challenging spot right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm reflecting and I'm learning as I'm observing, and I'm not in their shoes by any means. And I'm fascinated that good people are struggling now, but good people who have had the opportunity, the frame of reference to, I don't even know what the right words are, maybe do the healing work we've all been doing, maybe make different decisions. And it's not as if they're making bad decisions. And I'm just really fascinated to watch them now enter this period of, it's as if the energies are saying, we can't hide anymore. We can't pretend anymore. We can't, you know, fake it anymore. We can't be in the shadows anymore. And of course, I don't know the greater powers that be, the really big ones that are dictating money between countries and have a whole power struggle we don't know anything about. I'm looking at this, I'm like, wow, I never would have expected the universe to put the squeeze on good people who I believe are still trying in their own way, but maybe they weren't, can I even say trying enough? I don't even know if I can say that. Yeah. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, we all, if we really go out big, we talked about Gemini, let's talk about Sagittarius now. When we really pan out to the big picture, everybody is a good person, but we have our fear. And then our fear makes us control or grasp or selfish or greed or limitation. Like it narrows down. So maybe our behaviors are more in service to self. And if I have to squish a small community or a minority to get what I need, well, that's what I need to do. So in really in the root of it, if we, you know, once we find our own shadows, then we start feeling compassion for others. And we're like, oh man, that's their shadow self. That's their, wow, they got a lot of fear. Look at all that insecurity bossing me around. You know?
Oh, I have so much compassion for that.
Yeah.
And again, I'm still the student of all of this. I still watch and learn and observe from their experience. And I know you said every human is good at some core, and it reminds me of this conversation I had with a spectacular client a few weeks ago, because when, you know, humans at their core have elements of good, yes, but that's not to be confused with other energies that choose negative, who actually may not have any goodness at their core. And that's, I'm just saying that for educational purposes. You know, you lean back, you're in your light, and it's, oh, okay, I understand that this energy actually doesn't have anything good at their core. And that's fine. That's just information. I'm going to go move over here. And one of the ways my guides like to explain it is you look at a menu and you know certain things aren't going to be good and serve you. So you say no to them, and then you find the happy medium, or you find the good thing that's going to be good for you. So we need to be more in our power and in alignment with the fact that we can be the observer for these things. We don't have to be affected by them.
Exactly. That's, yeah, I feel the strength in what you're saying. And I, yes, because in my framework, I would just say, well, that's non-human then, because it doesn't have that, might dress like a human, but there's a shadow out. Well, I mean, I don't know how many, I want to keep this podcast kind of open and accessible to many people, but I hear what you're saying. And there's,
you can get to the real on here. We're Band-Aids ripped off. We talk about the real here. I don't,
yeah, non-human energy, right?
Oh, but, yeah, you can talk about that here, don't worry.
Yeah, so it's having a sense of like, wait a second, there's non-human energy, like what is that about, can be a real big,
yeah,
you know, what is say it, like turning point for somebody, and like, oh, what am I engaging with, what am I giving my consent to, what am I like passively aligning with, wait, hold up, I do not consent, I do not want my energy there. And I think your example of menu items, I mean, being a food lover, I'm there's always like, well, that's a weird synthetic thing that probably tastes good. Or there's like the homegrown, I'm like, you know, farm to table thing over here. Yeah, maybe I want a little bit of both. I don't know, but exactly. The information, have that disclosure available so I can make informed decisions for myself instead of getting tricked of like, oh, it's organic because the synthetic company is calling itself organic. Like, you know, the lies, the many, many lies. So someone takes my money and my health and my time and my energy.
And our overall mental well-being, that's the part that when I look at all of this is how our brain waves and are at a cellular level as well. Those two things, which are very different, but also connected, are attempting to be manipulated. So,
yeah, I'm not going to be a slave. The more information I have, it's about autonomy, self-direction and accountability. I'm not going to, yeah.
And there is power in the collective. There's power in the people. There's power in the people together. There's power in the people coming together for the greater purpose. And this is the Aquarian age. This is what it's going to take. And that's why we're all here. And information is power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Information is power. And you're shining your light brightly, right? Yes. This is my power. I can do this. I can present this. And you might not be thinking like, oh, I'm going to lead. It doesn't have to be leadership. It's just, I'm going to grow my own vegetables. Now I'm not going to Costco or whatever, you know?
Right.
That's one tiny example that some people have access to. For others, it might be, I'm going to wear these colors because I want to be bright. I don't want to dress in gray and black all the time, as per West Coast.
Oh my gosh. Don't take away my black.
No. Throw some purple in there, Emily.
In my underwear.
Okay.
Deegan, thank you so much for being here. It's so lovely to have you as always. Thank you for this information. I'm excited to have you back again, September timeframe. We're going to have a lot to talk about and we're going to be doing something in person potentially, which will be oh so fun.
We'll make it happen. So nice to see you again. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to hit the follow and subscribe button. And as always, you can join other light-minded souls on Instagram. You can find me at emilymarie.energy or in the free Facebook group. The links are in the show notes. Bye. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal spiritual journey towards inner peace, inner calm, developing your intuition, and inner wisdom. I am not a psychologist, financial advisor, or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health, financial, or medical advice. If you are suffering from any psychological, financial, or medical conditions, please seek help from a qualified professional.